Hi, I'm Jordan.
Marnie.
Welcome to Brooke Teachers Travel. Well, it's that time for spring break, and we want to suggest a very budget-friendly vacation spot for all of you teachers, college kids, anyone who's watching really,
Yes.
to be able to go to. So, without further ado, let's get into it.
We have some great tips for this, probably because we're pretty familiar with it, but we've got some good ideas on a really inexpensive way to travel a little ways, still get away and relax, but yet have some fun during spring break.
Absolutely.
And that is a beach trip.
Yes, absolutely. One great thing about going to the beach is that really you don't have to pay for anything while you're at the beach. It's not like whenever you go to a theme park or tourist destination things to do, and you've got to pay a lot of like admission sometimes there, and you've got to pay like just different fees here and there, just everywhere, really.
Now,
That's
don't get me
great.
wrong. There are options to do that at the beach,
Right.
but you don't have to do that. There,
Right,
you can
absolutely.
spend the day just hanging out at the beach and playing and enjoying it. And that's
Right.
free.
Exactly. And I mean, one thing like I'll say, I remember like growing up and going to the beach a decent amount just because like we lived local-ish to one.
Yes.
And like I remember we could literally go to the Dollar Tree and get like buckets and like shovels and stuff to go get that. And I mean, that's still a thing today. Like at most, you're probably paying what, like $10 for like a huge set of beach toys to go play with. I mean, if you're bringing kids,
Yes,
you're
go to
paying
the park.
$10 in comparison to a theme park ticket that's $209 a day. Like,
Yes.
that's crazy.
And you're outside, you're breathing the fresh air, you're relaxing, you're recharging your batteries, and it's a great vacation. And it can really be inexpensive. It's about finding the right hotel room or Airbnb. And trust me, they are out there. I did a little bit of research today just to see what the rates were looking like. And honestly, if you can do a studio, I saw studios for less than $100 a night.
That's insane because especially
And
in places like Florida, that's
yes.
literally unheard of, I feel like right now. Like
And
everything is so expensive.
a lot of them had kitchens, which is
Really?
another great way to save money, even if it's just a small kitchen. Because if you bring your own food, that is going to be a game changer for your food budget.
Right. And I mean, I will say this too. It's also like you don't want to drive through. Like, trust me, you probably do want to drive through somewhere and get a good, like, juicy burger, but you're not going to want to take that juicy burger to the beach and get, like,
No.
little bit of sand thrown in. Like, it's not like,
Really beach food.
right, like paper wrappers. I mean, I'm all here for saving the environment, but they're not the most practical thing at the
No.
beach. So, like, being able to pack your own food is so great whenever you're going, and it saves you money.
A lot of money, actually. And if you're really careful with your shopping, you can shop like you do at home. Beware that they may be out of things.
Right.
You can go to the grocery store, plan your meals in advance, make a little menu for the week. I mean, do some splurges, do some different things that you don't typically make at home, or, stick to mostly sandwiches and then do a splurge meal or something and go out one night. But there are ways that you can make a beach trip one of the most budget-friendly vacations you can take.
And in the meantime too, like if you've got Kroger, I plug this in probably every podcast episode I'm on, so like shout out Kroger, but
Yeah.
also I'm sorry for talking about it so much, but I'm also really not, because like I will say you like just use your fuel points, just make sure you're clipping the coupons or like get some of the items that have it, because like sometimes Kroger we'll do like bonuses for certain items that you buy, or either they'll have like a coupon and it's like, oh, double the fuel points on Saturday or something. And like my husband and I, like, let me tell you, I don't know how I got 800 Kroger points this past week, but I did. And I was thankful for it because
Yes.
we were driving back from Nashville. I had a dollar off of gas. And let me tell you, in today's world, it's a lot of
That's
money
awesome.
for gas.
And I think when Dixie does something similar, just check your grocery stores. Wherever you can save and put a little bit of money aside, do it. It makes that vacation planning a lot
Oh,
easier.
for sure. And it makes the trip like One, it makes it cheaper coming down or like going to wherever you're going to because you're not paying the expense of gas. And I mean, honestly, something else too, I haven't talked about this before, but like a lot of places who do offer fuel points and stuff, you can split those. Like, so my husband and I, rather than using $1 off of gas like we did, we could have used like 50 cents and 50 cents. Like, it gives you that option. So, like, really, if you see that gas station or whatever that's like associated with that store, save money going down and just plan which gas stations you're going to because
Yes.
it will help you save money.
Absolutely. And it doesn't take a lot to do that.
No, not at
Oh.
all. And I mean, like, seriously, watch the ads, check the coupons, do the things. Like, it will help you so much. And I mean, like, quite frankly, we go down to Florida often and to visit family, and that's been one of our biggest savings. And that's in a beachy area in Northwest Florida. So,
Yes.
one thing too that I've like thought about a little bit is like bring a crock pot with you, not to the beach, obviously, that's not a good thing, but bring it with you on your vacation if you because you can sit there, go buy a pack of chicken in the morning, and then have dinner whenever you go back to your room at night. And that's super, super helpful. And again, a cheap and effective way so you don't have to eat out, but you also do have the option to eat out if you are at a beach. There are tons of like little beachfront restaurants and all of that, but you've got to be careful and make sure that like where you're going, you are prepared for those prices.
Add up quickly. If you're going for the whole touristy beachfront place, you're going to pay for that. You're going to pay for that view that you have of the beach while you eat. So, my suggestion, ask the locals where they eat. And to
Yeah,
me, that's anywhere you
absolutely.
go. Anywhere you go, ask the locals where they eat. They will tell you the less expensive quality places that are kind of off the radar because they're not tourist traps.
Right. And there are some that, like, they're still local to the beach, but like certain areas now, like, I mean, a lot of the places aren't necessarily beachfront now, just because, I
Right.
mean, every, like I said, development has been going on so much, especially in like, but there are tons of like little restaurants that are so good and they're still within walking distance. Like you can take your food to go if you wanted to. And I mean, maybe like I said again, do not get that juicy burger in a like wrapper. Like, and by juicy burger on a teacher budget, just for the record, I mean like going to McDonald's and getting
Yes.
a Big Mac. That's probably not super practical to eat at the beach. I don't think I've done that in my lifetime,
No.
but you know, had
No.
to confirm, but you know.
But yeah, do go shopping, plan your meals a little in advance, bring the food with you because, like we said, tourist areas, believe it or not, we run out of food all the time at the grocery store. You go in to get, drinks and they're out of them because we have in the area we live in, we also have a lot of sports team tourism, believe
Yes.
it or not, because there are a lot of tournaments and things held here. And they come in and they buy a lot of like the sports drinks and things like that. And those are gone when you get there,
Yeah.
So you have to think about that in advance and plan for it. Make sure you bring things that you are going to want to have. Your family is going to want to have these things. Make sure you bring them with you. Don't plan on getting them there because they may not be available.
One thing I will say, and I know I've said this in a couple of our other little episodes, is that I made a very big purchase. And you know, I don't like to spend money, but what I save, I will use for
Trust me
good
when I say
things.
he does not like to spend money.
Like, I promise you, I am my mother and father's child. Whenever I
Yes.
got married, my husband was like, "What is going on? Like, what if saving money?" Because I will say, like, my husband's a little bit different from me whenever it comes to that stuff. But he has taught me what I'm about to tell you about, which is buying good quality things with that money that you save.
Yes.
And one thing that I think has just been great has been my Arctic cooler. And I will say this is my second time taking it to somewhere. But my husband and I just got back from a trip to Nashville, and before we went to Alabama, and from Mississippi, that can be like 5 or 6 hours.
Yeah.
But we had driven down to like Florida the day before and then went back up to Alabama. And like by the time that we still like got home from where we are, I mean, my stuff was literally still cold.
And we're
And let me tell you,
days.
like, yeah, I mean, it was insane. The other day, I'm not gonna lie, we kind of forgot the cooler was in the car. Like, one, don't do that. Two, if you do, just be prepared because that water is still going to be very, very cold. He literally got it out of the car last night, and we're talking about this is Friday night, and we got back from our trip on Sunday, and that had been in there since Thursday because, we went to Nashville and he went to go get it out, and like our sour cream and stuff was still like honestly maybe even a little bit colder than our refrigerator. I mean, it was insane. But that is one investment, is like a good cooler for when you're going to the beach and
Yeah.
stuff. It's honestly really beneficial. But I mean, there are also other coolers out there as well that aren't Arctic, but the Arctic for me has been such a good investment. And I believe we got the 52 quart as well. And none of this is sponsored at all, but we got the 52 quart Arctic and it has just been amazing. Like I'm literally going on almost a week and my stuff is still cold in there. And it's been open and closed multiple times.
You don't have to take a cooler that's that big either.
Right.
And you don't, because trust me, you don't want to traipse through the sand dragging a giant cooler. That is not fun. No,
No,
not
not at
at
all.
all. So I would suggest something smaller that you can carry for the beach itself. Now, for your car or your room, get one of the larger ones. But have a smaller bag or a smaller cooler that you can take on the beach with you and not have to carry the big one. Because after being in the sun all day, you are not going to want to carry it back up the hill to get back to your car or your room. It's not fun. So go
And
with the smaller size.
let me point this out too. Also, like while you're at the beach during the day, I love kids very much, but they will dig all those little holes and you will be
Yes.
falling in those holes with the cooler
Yes.
attached too. So, keep that in mind as well.
It's true. Yes. And another tip for the kids, when you're looking for beach toys, don't just think about your typical shovel and pail. Go to the kitchen section. Those are some of the best sandcastle building tools you will ever find are in the kitchen section. So hit that dollar store or Dollar Tree and load up on those because they can have a field day spending time outside all day, playing in the ocean and just enjoying life. And it's some of those simple pleasures that go a long way with childhood memories too.
And one thing I will say, just while you're bringing up like bringing children to the beach, and it's sort of a t like touchy subject for some people, getting them swimming lessons, getting
Yes.
all of that. Like, I don't remember what the training is. I think my aunt and uncle did it with their kids, but whatever training it is, like it's like swim lessons, but it's like better like life skill lessons
Yes,
kind
it's
of.
life-saving swimming lessons.
And that's something, I mean, I honestly cannot emphasize it enough. Rip currents are a thing at the beach
Very
and
much so.
they're terrifying.
Yes.
And frankly, like again, as somebody who's lived in Northwest Florida, that is one of the greatest investments that you can make on a trip if you are bringing
Absolutely.
your babies to the beach.
Absolutely. And do not take your eyes off of them. Because those rip currents happen in shallow water as well. And just be safe.
And I mean, there are fun ways to like have fun at the beach, and I know that's a very serious topic to talk about, but that's also something that really does need to be recognized because I feel like in recent years, like it's very unfortunate the stories that we've seen in the news of people just not paying attention to their kids, and it honestly breaks my heart a lot because I mean, it's really sad. And whenever I was a kid and we went to the beach, I remember you guys watched me. It was primarily like sand castles and like we
Yeah.
had poles and stuff and pour water in them. I don't know. It amused me whenever I was a kid. It probably still would as an adult, to be completely honest with you. Like I am probably like the most easily fascinated human ever. Like a beach trip now sounds like so much fun, and like I actually want to go now that I know how to do it.
But a beach vacation can be a great money saver
Oh, absolutely.
because there are so many ways you can cut corners with this. You invest your money in the hotel room or Airbnb, wherever you're going to stay, your lodging. You invest the money in that. You put the gas in your car, you drive, or you can either find a cheap flight And there, I know we have flights coming in from lots of places now at our airport here in the Northwest Florida area. And it's growing. So people are flying in, they're driving in. You have lots of options there. Just, that's where your biggest expense is coming. Once you get here, as long as you're not going to all the touristy things, you can save a lot of money on a
Also, keep in mind too, like once you get to the beach, there's not just one beach. There are multiple beaches around you. And like, for example, like where I'm from and where they live now is like a very tourist-driven area, to say the least. But it's like if you go down a little bit further from where they are, I mean, there are what, probably like 7 or 8 different beaches within our time frame. And I mean, like, their beaches are a lot nicer too. And so, like, keep in mind, like, honestly, just go and look around, kind of explore the different areas too. Because, like, I know Florida has had like a lot of like hurricanes and that kind of stuff hit in the panhandle. So some of the beaches have been a little bit, like, I mean, they're just not what they used to be, to say the least. And that's something to keep in mind too, is like, do your research of where you want to stay at the beach. And then you can also save that. I mean, ultimately, like, if you wanted to stay somewhere like in Rosemary Beach or Seaside, somewhere like that, that is a place that I will say it does cost a little bit more money to stay at because it is an elevated stay. However, there are ways for you to save money. Like, whenever you go to the grocery store, whatever your savings is, once you've clipped those coupons, once you've looked at the ad or whatever you have done, take that money and put it into a savings account, and or take it, and if you use the envelope system, put it in the envelope for you to be able to go, and you can spend that on your beach vacation.
Yes, absolutely. And honestly, like you were talking about, it is an elevated area as far as tourism is concerned, but it's not unattainable by any means.
No,
There are
not
some
at all.
great lodging deals there. You just have to look for them. You just have to do a little bit of research, check the internet, check, Vrbo, Airbnb, all the places, check those. There are tons of ways you can save
Right. Oh, for
on
sure.
vacation, especially, in Florida. And like she said, Northwest Florida, the Panhandle, there are tons of beaches. It goes Pensacola. We've been over to like Cape San Blas. That's a beautiful area too. And it's not as tourist driven. So,
Right. Even Alabama has some too, I believe, like right at the like edge of Alabama, that where it like connects to Florida, like at the state line. I've got like a lot of friends that do go over there. Even like, I mean, let me tell you, people will drive like 6 hours to go to the beach whenever there's no beach. I have learned that from where I am right now. And like, it's funny because once I moved here, they were like, "You moved from a beach town?" And I was like, "Yeah." And they're like, "Why?" And I was like, "What do you mean?" Like, I don't hate the beach, but whenever you lived close to one for
It's
like 20 years of your life,
just part of everyday life
it's a
to
different
us.
experience now, though, because it's like, now that I live somewhere where it's like green pastures, and like, you, I mean, if there's a Dollar General on the corner, like, you just know that you live out in the middle of nowhere. And frankly, that is where I'm at. There is literally nothing here. But now it makes me want to go visit the beach.
Beach,
But
yeah.
go to Pensacola or go somewhere like in the panhandle to go check out those beaches, because now it seems like something I would enjoy in comparison. And that's something to kind of think about for people who don't have that luxury of going to the beach in like Florida or California, Alabama, any of those places, any of like the coastal places. It's a great experience, but it's also something that is a reasonable vacation and it's affordable.
And I have to say, I may be a little biased because I grew up around this area. We do have some of the prettiest beaches in the world. We have the sugary white sands, the emerald waters. Northwest Florida is it's known for its beaches.
Oh, for sure.
And it's a very budget-friendly option
Oh, absolutely.
if you do your research and do it right.
Yes, for sure.
But you have to check on those lodging options because there are times, I mean, that the rates do go up really high, but
Right.
I know, like I was looking at the next couple of weeks and they were great deals, really good deals. So do your research and book a trip.
Absolutely. It's seriously an affordable thing that you can do today, and I honestly would highly recommend it.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And thank you guys for hanging out with us today. Thank
Oh,
you.
for sure.
If you have questions, drop them below in the comment section. We would love to answer some questions.
Yeah, for sure. And if you need like beach recommendations and stuff, feel free to
Got you
like
covered.
message us or drop a comment below. Ask us on social media. Like, we really don't even care
Yes.
if it's like on our recent post or if it's like a post from 3 months ago. We will get back to
We
you.
will answer you. Absolutely. One of us will answer you.
Be sure to like and subscribe and follow us on. I don't know if you can follow on Facebook, but you can like our page on Facebook and you can make sure to follow us on Instagram. We just added that we're on Threads, so
Yeah.
be sure to go check us out on Threads. We're on TikTok as well. So just be sure to just stay in the know. And we are so excited to see you guys next week. And remember, break the monotony.
Not the bank.
Bye.
Bye, guys.